Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, February 15th, 2013, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. On February 13th, 2013, the company announced that a three-month special leave of absence would be offered for the April through June schedule months for all subsidiaries. The amount and locations have not yet been determined. If you are interested in a three-month special leave of absence, put your request on file through Unimatic LOAREQ no later than 0800 hours Central Time on Monday, March 11th. Keep in mind, if you are awarded the three-month special leave and it directly touches, that is, immediately adjoining, another leave of absence or period of ANP, including a single day of ANP, without at least one day off in between the periods, your benefits may be affected. We encourage you to review and remove any requests for which you are no longer having an interest. When requesting any time off, we encourage you to fully review all available information and ask questions about anything that is unclear. Should you have additional questions, please contact your local council office. As we reported in Dear AFA on February 5th, the annual per diem reports were to have been shipped to the local domiciles for distribution on Monday, February 11th. AFA has been advised by senior in-flight management that these documents are still being prepared and reviewed for accuracy and are expected to be sent on Monday of next week to local domiciles for distribution. As you bid for the March schedule month, keep in mind, as provided in Section 18K1B, that effective on February 28, 2013, vacation pay will be 3 hours per vacation day. In addition to this increase in the daily rate for each vacation day, step increases at all seniority levels are effective February 28th and later. As we approach the one-year anniversary of the ratification of our 2012-2016 agreement, you should also be aware that per diem rates also increased to $1.93 domestic and $2.50 international. This week, your AFA leaders attended the 40th annual Board of Directors meeting at the Westin Hotel in downtown Chicago. Your locally elected presidents represented you as members of the AFA CWA BOD. Their work as members of the highest governing body of our union is year-round, but at least twice a year, they meet to conduct business that pertains to every member of AFA. This meeting is part of the democratic process set forth in our Constitution and bylaws to ensure that the leaders we directly elect participate in a forum for democratic action within AFA CWA. Spirited debate is the hallmark of our union's decision-making process, and we hope that you all have the time to attend your local council meeting prior to the MEC and BOD meetings in order for your voice to be heard. If these local discussions are to be successful, debate is vital to ensure our member-based democracy works. During the three-day meeting, your leaders participated in a strategic planning session with Sue Sherman, Dean of the Rutgers School of Management and Labor Studies, attended a special presentation from U.S. Department of Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood, acted on all 21 advanced agenda items, including 5 late agenda items, and participated in a solidarity action with our brothers and sisters at Unite Here. The action on the proposed agenda items will be updated on the AFA CWA BOD website at www.afa-bod.org in the coming days. If you have any questions about the MEC or BOD meetings, please call your local council president. In a letter from Master Executive Council President Greg Davidovich posted on our website yesterday, he states, "The media reported last night, and it was publicly announced today, that American Airlines and U.S. Airways have reached a merger agreement. The new airline will retain the American Airlines name and be run by U.S. Airways CEO Doug Parker, who has been a proponent of the merger for quite some time. The merger has also been largely driven by the advocacy of the unions. Flight attendant leadership recognized the opportunity the merger carries to bolster U.S. Airways' competitive position as well as a strong financial partner to American upon emergence from bankruptcy. But, as we know from personal experience, mergers are tricky. Sacrifices have been made by flight attendants at all 6 of the carriers involved in the merger: American, American Eagle, America West, U.S. Airways, Piedmont, and PSA. We also know that any airline success is directly dependent upon the support and dedication of the employees, and flight attendants are front and center in our ability to contribute meaningfully to that success. Our dedication, professionalism, and commitment come at a price, which is securing and improving wages, benefits, work rules, and retirement security. When flight attendants contribute to a successful merger, it is imperative that they are rewarded with success as well. Our flying partners at the six carriers involved in this merger have a long and challenging road ahead of them, but we know they are committed to securing a better future for their airline, our industry, and our profession. We stand ready to support their efforts through the obstacles and opportunities the merger will create and share in the success through our collective efforts to improve working conditions, wages, and benefits for all flight attendants. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.